You know, you just don't hear words in songs today like this. How precious. I was thinking about, Lauren, she likes to put a lot of plaques and inspirational sayings on the walls of her room. And one of my favorite ones that she has, wanted to share with you. It says, "The only reason to ever look back is to see where you have come from." I get a lot of inspiration from my daughter. She has the most positive attitude. She has wonderful courage. And she is very thankful for what God has done in her life, especially since her injury about 10 and a half years ago. She inspires me. She really does. And I think it's good occasionally for us to reflect on our past. When I look back at my past, before I came to know the Lord as my personal Savior, it brings up a variety of memories, just like it does for you, going all the way back to some of your early memories as a child. You know, I have a lot of wonderful memories, a lot of them, plenty. But I've also got some memories that, well, I'm not particularly proud of. And, you know, we hear a lot of times that a person's past often shapes their current attitudes, their beliefs, and their behaviors. And the past events of a person's life are often, well, they're often their old nature, if they're a Christian. You know, the very essence of being born again is to completely disregard your past, that old nature, and live the new creation, that new life that has been imputed to you by Jesus Christ. And after we receive Jesus as our Savior, you know, God doesn't even recognize our old nature. He reckons it dead. And he has cast our old nature and all of our sins, all that is in the past, deep into that fathomless sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered again, ever. God doesn't dwell on us, our old nature. He doesn't even think about it. When we're born again, all he can see is Christ in you and your new nature. So, you know, God no longer sees our previous Adamic nature. He sees us brand new. We're born again. And he sees his Son in us. He sees his grace given to us by Jesus Christ. That grace has expunged every sin, every evilness that used to be our old nature, as if it had never happened. As if it had never happened. There's no need for repentance from previous sins were the acts of the old nature. Jesus took care of that. When he said it is finished, it was done. We have been justified completely and no longer bear the guilt of our past. So why do we sometimes recall some of that old Adamic nature, some of the things we did? I think the only reason to ever do that is to remind ourselves of what he brought us out of, what he brought you and me out of, and we brought us into, as we just sang. It makes me thankful. It makes me humble. You know, I couldn't help but thinking about the children of Israel. You know, after God brought them out of Egypt and all that he took them through by his miraculous hand, and he put them through that wilderness, and it wasn't long before they started to murmur and complain. And they were saying things like, wouldn't it be better if we just went back to Egypt as slaves than to die in the wilderness? The wilderness was, which God had led them through, was his intention, his intended purpose for them, so that all the past would be erased that they would no longer want to even think about being in bondage anymore, and that they should behold him because he's completely sufficient for them. He proved that. He fed them. He watered them. He kept their clothes, and on without miraculously, because he wanted to show them, it's my grace. It's all me. It's never going to be you. And he provides us the same thing now, doesn't he? With everything that we need to live that new life, which is now in us, by believing in Jesus Christ. I sometimes look back on what God brought me out of, brothers and sisters, and it gives me a great sense of thankfulness. I'm so thankful. I can't tell you how many times God protected me from the consequences of my decisions and my actions. And I didn't recognize that he was keeping me at that time. Because I didn't even know him. I didn't know him. But yet he saw me. And he was keeping me until the appointed time that he brought me to a knowledge of salvation. All that time he was protecting me. And I didn't even know it. He saw me long before I ever knew him. He had a plan for me. He still has a plan for me. And I don't know exactly where that's going to end up in the next few years, but I know that the final end is going to be in glory with him. You know, back at church camp when we had it down at Ponderosa several years ago, maybe 20 years ago or more, Brother Hawkins did a study that had to do with God as the provider and protector. And he referenced many scriptures which supported his three-day study. And one of those was about the eagle. You know, how she protects her young. You know, they're hatched. They don't know they're in danger. They can't fly yet. They just know that their mama's there. And she brings them food. God protects us in very much the same way, even when we are not aware that he's protecting us. Like the young eaglet, there comes a time when we are mature enough to venture out of the nest. But he is teaching us to fly. He's the one. To fly on the wings of his grace. To know that he's there protecting and providing for us at all times. Soaring above what would be insurmountable mountains. You know, the eagle is considered the king of the skies. King of the skies. I like that. The words that we sang that Brother Copley so beautifully wrote, they reflect all that. That out of and that into, you know. So it's not dwell on our old past. Maybe sometimes look back in appreciation of what he has done for each and every one of us. Because he loves us. So much that he gave his only begotten son for us. I'm thankful. Aren't you thankful? Through Christ, we now live the new life which is in us. That old man is dead. All those sins, as if they had never happened. And the promise which we have been given, it could be fulfilled today. I pray it is completely fulfilled today. But we're already living there, aren't we? We're to live that new nature, to live as eagles soaring. We are his sons, his heirs, and if we suffer with him, we shall reign with him as joint heirs with him. We're more than conquerors, aren't we, brothers and sisters? I never get tired of thinking about it, and I hope we never get tired of hearing it. Our past no longer dictates our present life or our eternal destiny. That old nature, as if it had never happened. God bless you this morning.